have to really escalate the noise we make so that we'll be heard.
Hum.
And Northrop so far.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what a week. The No Kings protest versus Trump in 2,700 cities drew 7 million of us, Americans and people around the world. We are growing.
I'm curious about that number and how we arrive at it. I would just automatically double it. The Supreme Court is set to obliterate the Voting Rights Act entirely, upping the chances that Republicans will hold the U.S. House in the midterms next year.
Hard to be hopeful. Justice Amy Coney Barrett spoke on whether marriage equality is safe or not.
And a judge ruled that the Department of Defense must stop censoring classroom and library materials pertaining to race and gender in schools run by the Department of Defense.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection is telling airlines to ignore the X gender markers, and you got to put M or F on them.
People are freaking out a little about that. The convicted felon president, you know who he is, Springs convicted felon George Santos, who can't wait to get back to his Botox injections.
And a bunch of other things.
Yes.
NBC News dissolved its editorial teams covering Black, Latino, Asian American, and LGBTQ communities. So much for the rainbow peacock.
Well, the government's forgotten about us. Why not the news? In the race for New York City mayor, Mamdani speaks from the pier inhabited historically by trans people on the Hudson, as Cuomo launches an Islamophobic attack on the frontrunner.
The Church of Norway has apologized for its historic persecution of LGBTQ people.
Never too late. The more deadly strain of Mpox has arrived in the U.S., or has been observed suddenly, and Trump's CDC, does it still exist, has no comment.
No comment.
None.
No comment.
Nope.
All right, so No Kings. There you are out there marshaling Ann Northrup for the New York City march, which started in Times Square. What did you?
On a train.
I was in Rhode Island, and I saw the beginning of theirs, and I took some pictures, and then I got on the train. Yes, and you were done. Sorry.
Well, I was done. The march wasn't done for hours and hours and hours.
Yeah.
I joined my Rise and Resist pals at their meeting place on 7th Avenue. That was all coming down 7th Avenue. And they threw me a vest and I said, okay, I'll marshal. And I started there and ended up being sent to the front of the parade. So there I was. I usually do the ends of the parade.
And usually brings up the rear. That's where I look for you when I go to demonstrations.
People do. They tell me I went to the end of the parade. Where were you? It was fine there because it was all peaceful and easy and no one was fighting with anyone. No one was even struggling with the cops. It was just a consensus, peaceful march and enormous, really, really huge. And I also wanted to prove that I'm in good enough shape to go out there and march. Although, you know, my recent fainting spell at physical therapy,
right,
where I got carted off to the emergency room. Well, I have a new set of doctors, and they're sending me for heart tests this week just to be sure, just to make sure everything's okay, so I can report on that next week. I'm having an echocardiogram on Friday, and I have to wear a heart monitor for a little while.
And yet you still marshaled the No Kings protest with all these pro-Hamas people and these Antifa people and all this. Well, here's the thing, though. The spirit around the country seemed to be rather joyful. I mean, spirited. And is this the right tone?
Yes, because what it is a celebration of doing something, of having a voice, of speaking out. Everybody sits around and says, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? And we're terrified of what Trump will do because he is out of his mind and he will clearly do anything. Witness his video of dumping feces on the parade, which Mike Johnson called brilliant satire.
Right.
So everyone's been sort of in a crouch, and this was a chance to get out, express yourself, know that there were millions of people like you doing it, and yes, that is joyful.
And they were doing it everywhere. This is, of course, from Atlanta, huge crowds, but there were huge crowds everywhere. Oklahoma City, you name it. Here's a little girl holding a sign saying, little girls against big egos. And then, of course, there's the handmaid tale folks who say, we will not obey in Portland, Oregon. No kings in America. This is in Washington, D.C., where, you know, the federal departments are all hanging out fascist banners with the president's picture on them. So we come up with one that says no kings. This woman has one says, not a terrorist, just a former Republican. Another one says, Mike Johnson blocked me on Grindr. little boy has one that says, Trump hit on my girlfriend, which is no joke.
Not that much of a stretch, yeah.
Right.
Well, I think the revolution has begun. I think this will, I've been saying for a long time, we need critical mass in the streets, and that is what's happening. We have to keep it up.
It's growing. The next day, we did have the Disability Pride Parade in New York, and I was there. And I was very moved by these folks. I mean, here's a woman. A lot of people in wheelchairs believe in each other is the message. A lot of great messages. This one says, my body does not oppress me. Society does. Next, we've got one. Oh, this little boy and the mother's holding a sign saying, all my friends support disability rights. It's just all quite touching and moving. And then we got another one. Is that it? Okay,
no, that's it.
But I mean, it was just a great event. It's small. I mean, it's hundreds of people, not thousands. But more of us should be out there with them.
Absolutely. I remember a great disability rights protest inside Grand Central Station.
Oh, yes.
It was very moving. But what was also moving were the demonstrations against Trump or whatever in small towns all over the country. Some people said to me, well, you know, I'm just in a small town upstate and we only had a few people. I said, that's great. That is great. That's exactly what we need.
Lots of people, sir.
Yeah.
All right. So a bad week for the Republic in other ways. The Supreme Court heard the decision about the case about the Voting Rights Act, Section 2. And they are poised to let Alabama draw whatever lines they want. And the argument made by the lawyers for Alabama is like, you know, we have a right to represent our partisan interests in how we pick our members of Congress. And that's the way it is now, folks. I don't see how we survive. I don't see how we win back the House after this.
Well, I haven't given up hope on that because I think that you have only to look at these marches to know that their calculations may be off, that they can rejigger the lines. But if enough people come out to vote against them,
that's true,
we can overcome them. So I don't give up and
no,
just
I'm not,
work
I'm
like
not giving
hell.
Up, but I mean, this is combined with all the states that are redistricting, mid-decade.
Of course, and some of that is illegal.
We'll see. It's only if the Supreme Court says this.
Yeah.
This Supreme Court, I mean, if you listen to any of the arguments, it's just horrifying. I mean, don't forget, the case from Alabama was brought by white voters who feel we're being discriminated against. Seriously.
I know.
And they are very sympathetic to that.
Yes.
And
the entire administration is.
And, the court is determined to stay a right-wing Republican court, and they get to pick the people who are going to appoint them.
And the end of that previous sentence is, we're being discriminated against because we should be in charge.
Right.
We are the people who should have the power.
And don't forget what else this decision would do. It means also, first of all, in the states, they could go to, we're going to elect all our representatives statewide. You know, we're not going to have districts anymore.
Yep.
And in cities, we're no longer going to have districts. The whole city's going to vote.
Yep.
And if it's a majority white, they're all going to be white.
Well, they're terrified at what's coming down the pike as they lose power. They've been talking about this for decades.
And they're winning these fights.
Yeah, for the moment.
Yes. Okay. And, of course, the latest one to, redistrict is North Carolina. So there'll be some counter to that.
Well, then we have the issue we've been concerned about for a long time, marriage equality, and will that stand? And we've been worried that the Supreme Court will reverse the Obergefell decision and declare that states have a right to decide their own marriage laws. The hell with any constitutional protections for equal rights.
So Justice Amy Coney Barrett gives an interview to Ross, how do you say his name?
Douthat.
Douthat at the Times, a conservative.
Very, very conservative.
Columnist. And she says marriage equality has resulted in a very concrete reliance interests that make it unlikely to be overturned. Now, reliance interests, we were all relying on the right to abortion, and that's gone. And
you could call that a one-at-a-time case. Reliance interest means that you got married because it brought you all sorts of familial connections, financial entanglements, all sorts of very broad rights and responsibilities. And if that's suddenly knocked out, it really throws society for a loop. And
right.
So what she's saying is, no matter what you may think of it morally, it has been established in society, and it's very hard to overturn something that's that embedded.
So, I mean, you could argue that's hopeful about marriage, although they can still say things like, you know, Kim Davis, you don't have to do these things anymore if you're as a clerk, if your religion objects to it. That could be on the table.
It could. And even if Amy Coney Barrett has seen the light in practical terms, there are still five others who can overrule Obergefell and get rid of it.
Gorsuch, after all, is the guy who issued the decisions that said sexual orientation and transgender discrimination was illegal in the United States. Right?
Yeah, please. Right? Do I rely on him? No.
No, I'm just saying.
Yes.
He said it was sex discrimination.
Yeah.
So he might say the marriage thing is sex discrimination, too, because it's a matter of the sex of the partner.
I'm just say that he is very capable of ditching his former
you
support.
You know I am not a very hopeful person, but I think that there's some hope in this thing.
Well, I do, too. I'm just saying technically, just because one of the opponents says it might not be a great idea to overturn it doesn't mean we've won the
right.
whole war yet.
Right. And then the United States, the Customs and Border Patrol, are telling airlines to disregard X markers on passports for gender and input on the plane tickets M or F, male or female. This is, like, so disruptive.
And so disrespectful. And
well, that's what it's all about.
Yes, but they're saying
passports with X should still be considered valid travel documents, but you know, then you're going to be coming up against this. You've got an X, then there's an M or an F. Come in here, what the hell? Show me your genitals. I don't know. I mean, it's ridiculous.
But at least they're not saying people with X markers are not human beings and should not be allowed to travel.
Not yet.
Yeah. Sure. Exactly. All right. Well, another judicial decision.
Yeah. Which one are you talking about?
Judge Giles and the Department of Defense. She has ruled that the Defense Department, which has 161 schools in 11 countries 7 states, Guam and Puerto Rico, that's a lot of schools, cannot ban books at those schools that reference race and gender, which that ban was imposed through executive order.
Yeah.
They just said, no, you can't do that. Have those there. And she says, whoa, wait a minute. You can't do that. That is a violation of those kids' First Amendment rights to read and learn.
Now,
and
it's limited to the 5 schools attended by the plaintiffs, but the message is that the Department of Defense's censorship is unconstitutional.
The case was brought by the ACLU and 6 military families. And by the way, the kids in those schools, those Defense Department schools, best, highest reading and math scores of any schools in the country.
Wow.
So okay. Those kids are smart enough to figure it out.
All right. Trump is now considering overhauling the refugee system to favor white people, transforming the program. You know, we already know that he welcomed white South Africans, not black South Africans. They want to give preference to English speakers and Europeans who oppose migration, according to these documents, which were obtained by The New York Times.
Can we just do a switch? They'll come here. We'll go there.
Yes. Well, let's do a trade.
Yeah.
Let's do a trade.
Really? We're going to be a refuge for every bigot and racist in the world.
Well, it's obviously had an impact on tourism to the United States.
Well, should we talk about our pal George Santos?
Well, Paul, how about Paul Ingrassia first?
Okay, go ahead.
We got him on the list. This bigot was the embattled nominee to lead the Office of Special Counsel, but he had to. That's him. Which one is he? He's the one on the left. He had to withdraw.
He's 30 years old.
30 years old, but I mean...
Mom Donnie is older.
Even Rick Scott and Ron Johnson, they all said, we can't do it, boss. We can't do it. He has said things like, Martin Luther King Jr. was the 1960s George Floyd, and his holiday should be ended and tossed into the 7th circle of hell where it belongs. He used an Italian slur for black people. I won't repeat it. And it goes on and on. I do have a Nazi streak in me from time to time. I will admit it, he once said in a discussion. It goes on and on like that. They're not ashamed.
He's only 30. When did he say these things? When he was 12?
No. A lot of this stuff is fairly recent. This is not when you were 12.
No. And, I just mean he hasn't lived a long enough life to encompass all these statements.
In January 2024, he wrote of the former Republican presidential candidate, Vivek Ramaswamy, "Never trust a Chinaman or an Indian." And then he added, "Never," in capital letters. So that kind of sealed it for him, 2024.
Well, he was supposed to have a Senate hearing this week. He withdrew from the hearing when all this came out.
He withdrew when the senators told Trump, we're not
voting for him. So, but it's Wednesday afternoon. I don't think the White House has officially announced that they're withdrawing the nomination. I fear that Trump will see this as an opportunity to flex his muscles and order people to vote for him.
Well, frankly, I'd love to see the spectacle of them defending him.
Yes, I hear you.
And, you know, J.D. Vance saying, you're all a bunch of pearl clutchers. I've got an Indian wife. I'm not offended. Is his wife Indian?
I believe so.
Yes. Okay. She's South Asian anyway. All
yes.
right. So, George Santos, I mean, what a signal to send to the youth of America. You know, you too will have your 87-month sentence commuted to 3 months if you say I'm a nice guy. That's Donald Trump.
Well, I'm trying to figure out, because he had many, many complaints about the way he was treated in prison.
Oh.
You know, put in solitary in a filthy cell. And
at first he wanted solitary because he was a gay.
Yeah. And afraid of being harassed. But I'm trying to figure out whether that makes him a prison reformer or just a whiny kid.
And the other thing, that, of course, is that he was ordered to pay $370,000 in restitution to his victims. That's off the books now.
Yep.
Who's going to compensate them? He may still face New York State charges. They haven't ruled that out. I don't know how they're going to do it.
For claiming he played on the Baruch volleyball team?
for lying.
I love that one.
Now, he's eager to get back to Botox injections. That was his first priority. He said this.
Yeah.
He is back to selling cameo videos. Is that what they're called?
Already.
And he's not ruling out a run for Congress. And Mike Johnson was asked about this and said, well, it's free country. That's what the voters want, you know. Not like, please don't elect someone like this again. And according to Rob Shooter, our friend, he has his eye on playing Billy Flynn in Chicago the Musical. He is obsessed with doing this.
On Broadway.
He says, if they cast Housewives, why not me?
Well, because Erica Jane is a lot more talented than he is.
Well, by the way, in terms of Chicago,
although she has her own legal troubles.
Okay. Alex Newell, who identifies as gay and gender nonconforming, is taking over the role of matron Mama Morton in Chicago. We have a picture, I think, of there. Yep. There they are. And on November 17th, and Kate Baldwin's going to be Roxy Hart on November 10th. Newell won the Tony for Shucked. And Baldwin is a 2-time Tony winner. And George Santos is a 3-time loser.
Very good, Andy.
Thank you.
Did you stay up all night figuring that out?
I have to. These don't come that easily at my age.
Well, that was a good one.
And
I
then
like
there's
that.
Elon Musk versus Sean Duffy. Did you read about this?
No.
Okay. The Department of Transportation head, Duffy, is also the NASA administrator and is holding up the SpaceX contracts with the shutdown and all this other kind of stuff. So,
right.
So Musk tweets, "Why are you gay?" And on Tuesday, Musk continues his volley of attacks, calling Duffy Sean Dummy, accusing him of trying to kill NASA, and arguing that this person is responsible for the person responsible for America's space program can't have a 2-digit IQ. Well, this is the guy you're trying to get the contract from.
Well,
it's not usually the kind of language that
kind of language. It's the kind of language Trump uses every single day, is that kind of disgusting, demeaning, condescending, attacking language. And he's been very successful with it. So that's where they learn this stuff, and they all pick it up. And that's how they operate.
Let's talk about the universities.
Oh, I was going to talk about...
Go ahead.
The Department of Education, which is almost non-existent at this point, is trying to rescind $47 million in grants from the New York City school system because they allow trans people to use the bathroom of their gender life. And New York City says, well, we're just following state and local law, which says don't discriminate against...
And even under Mayor Eric Adams... We're suing to get the money back.
And they also are holding back $34 million. No, that's for the 34th Street busway. They're withholding millions of dollars. They're just boom, boom, boom. And then they send the ICE agents to Chinatown to arrest the vendors on the street.
If you're listening to this on Wednesday, tonight at 6 o'clock, there's a demonstration at Foley Square. To counteract this.
Yes, emergency demo.
But arresting people in Chinatown really created... This is a very busy area, and people
everybody just went after
and
them.
And said, shame on you, and really just attacked them.
Yeah.
It's so disgusting.
Well, again, very heartening to see people respond, not in fear, but in anger at these ICE agents.
Right. And it turns out that Trump offered this compact to 9 universities. If they want to get more federal support, agree to these restrictions, including banning trans people using restrooms according to their gender. And we told you about MIT last week. Well, now Brown, Penn, USC, Arizona State, and my alma mater, UVA, have refused. Then they pulled in some other schools, Baruch, Cornell, Virginia Tech, William & Mary. Why don't you do it? It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, because it's very clear that this compact with benefit perks, if you sign on, is not bad, because Trump has flipped his his strategy, and that's not going to work for him. When he was threatening them and threatening with taking away lots of money, then they were bowing down and capitulating. But now that he's trying to seduce them with more perks, they can more easily say no. So I predict he will go back to his threats.
Good news from Oklahoma now that Ryan Walters, the arch bigot there, who was the school superintendent, has moved on to a job bashing teachers' unions. The new super has rescinded a mandate to put Trump Bibles in every classroom. The mandate was already being challenged in court. Walters decried the retreat, saying the Bible is the most important document in our nation's history.
Our nation's history. Bible.
Yes. The new super, Lindell Field, says he's dedicated to raising reading and math scores, now among the worst in the nation.
Meanwhile, in Texas, they're using the Bible to teach reading and writing. But
how about the gay teacher? Let's talk about the gay teacher who is.
Well, one second. Okay. I just want to insert that the most vicious fighting back is coming on South Park on Fox.
Oh.
And I highly recommend you keep an eye on that. They do a new episode every couple of weeks. And the most recent one called Twisted Christian, the Bible talk made me insert this here, is all about Peter Thiel talking about the Antichrist. And it is
Peter Thiel's this gay billionaire nutcase who was very close to Trump.
This is the most outrageous episode of TV I think
really?
I have ever seen. The
what?
Language is completely uncensored. The images, it's, you know.
We can't show it to you here on Gay USA.
No, because it shows Trump naked from the waist down with a tiny little penis and talks about him impregnating Satan. And it just goes on and on. It is
no,
utterly
it's a,
fantastic.
It's a very popular show.
It is.
Why hasn't it moved the needle on getting rid of these people?
They're upping the ante every time. And this is Twisted Christian episode of South Park on Fox, which you can find on demand or maybe online or whatever. It is. I just sat there with my mouth open for half an hour.
So if you do things like try to tell the truth in your classroom about American history and things like that, the libs of TikTok, which is an anti-gay group, will go after you. And they went after this gay teacher, Anthony Nicodemo. We're going to hear from him.
So today is the first day of school, and I am so excited. I love having signs all around this classroom of mine. But I am hanging this sign today in my classroom. Fascists fear teachers. Now, I teach high school social studies, world history, and U.S. history. And throughout history, the first group of people that fascists have attacked are educators. They fear educators. They fear students growing up with free thoughts and with critical thinking and not being indoctrinated into their beliefs. That's the biggest fear of fascists. And this is the perfect poster for a social studies classroom. And AFT President Rainey Weingarten has a terrific book coming out shortly that goes into a lot of this. She tells stories about what went on in other countries. Remember, people like Stalin, Hitler, Mussolini, some of the worst people in the world history were fascists. And they attacked us educators first. So I really am happy to have this in here with some of my other signage. I have the Constitution hanging up in here, the Declaration of Independence, some different awards that are out there. But this is awesome. So fascist fear teachers. The book comes out, of course, in a couple weeks. I can't wait to read it myself. But this is going to be something we talk about in world history. We talk about this regularly. It's part of the world, part of history. And proud to hang it in my classroom. So remember something. Fascist fear teachers. Hope everyone has a great school year.
Good for you, Anthony. Well right. done.
Well, yes.
Thank you. A couple of more depressing stories. Bulldozing the White House East Wing. Shocking.
Illegal. Not going. They don't go through any channels at all, and nobody in the Congress raises any objection.
Well, it's extremely. It is absolutely reminiscent of what
vandalism
Trump has done all his life, and most memorably in 1990, when he was building Trump Tower in New York City on Fifth Avenue, he had to knock down the Bonwit Teller department store.
The old Bonwit Teller.
Yes.
The store.
And there were lovely friezes on the front of the building. And so the Landmarks Commission in New York said, well, you have to take those down carefully and give them to the Metropolitan Museum. He said, absolutely, fine, I'll do that. Next thing you know, boom, they're just destroyed and lying on the ground.
Okay.
And how about...
Well, HRCF and Lambda Legal are bringing oral arguments to reinstate the injunction against Trump's military ban. You know, there was a district court preliminary injunction initially blocking the ban in March, but the Supreme Court allowed it to go in effect in May. So they want that lifted, and that's what they're working on right now.
And two Trump judges on an appeals court in the Ninth Circuit on the West Coast said, it's okay for Trump to send ICE troops or the National Guard into Portland, Oregon. You know, maybe he's right about the violence there. Violence, that's where they're doing the costume demonstrations,
yes,
of people in inflated frog costumes.
Everywhere these troops go, they make things worse.
And NBC News has decided that we're too dangerous. They are canceling. Here's what the poster says. Lays off Black, Latino, Asian American, and LGBTQ plus diversity teams.
NBC used to be very big on this stuff. They laid off 150 employees, 7% of the newsroom. And, you know, they've gotten rid of all these diversity groups. And what there's out at NBC Universal, which marches in Pride marches. I don't even know if
they were the first to be allowed to march in the St. Patrick's Day parade as an LGBTQ group.
Yes,
we all objected to that.
We objected to the fact that they were usurping the fact that we were fighting for an Irish LGBTQ group to be allowed to march. But NBC was a co-sponsor of the parade or something. So anyway, it's ugly. And of course, I heard that there was a rebellion at 60 Minutes over Barry Weiss. They had a meeting off campus, and Anderson Cooper wouldn't go. Oh, no.
No, he's retaining his privilege.
We've told you about the problems at the Stonewall. It's a national federal monument, but they're changing the history and censoring trans stuff. So 70 House Democrats have now, they've written a letter, an angry letter, to the Secretary Doug Burgum and the Park Service, and said, this must not stand. Well, why not just take away the federal designation and we'll control the history there? We don't want that monument controlled by the federal government, which is an anti-gay government.
In New York State, the Republican Party is disbanding the bigoted Young Republicans group, but they're going to reform it immediately. Vermont and Kansas, young Republican officials have been fired and are quitting. So they're a mess.
You can be a young Republican till you're 40. I think it used to be 60, but now it's 40.
It should be 60.
It's lower in the Democratic Party to be young.
The chancellor of the State University of New York is speaking out because Trump killed $32 million in research grants over their DEI policies, which they're very proud of and are going to continue.
Let's go to San Francisco, where Scott Wiener, a out gay Democratic state senator, he's been looking to run for the congressional seat there, but Nancy Pelosi will not step aside.
Yeah.
He has announced to run for the seat. And part of the reason is she's got another challenge from a billionaire, Saikat Chakrabarty, who was a wealthy progressive who's behind AOC and things. And so he thinks he's got a lot more local cred. And, you know, so I think he's sort of encouraging Nancy to finally step down. Not that, you know, I don't think she's effective. Let the next generation.
Look, I'm very sad to lose Nancy Pelosi, but it really is time for her to
Jerry Nadler is stepping down.
Yeah. In Idaho, a trans college athlete, Lindsay Hecox, won her case to participate. but was so brutally harassed that she wanted to concede the case and give up the win. And the court said, no, 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 no. This is an important subject, and we're going to let this case continue up to the Supreme Court where we can get a decision that will go against your win.
Right. There's a new, Anne's involved in a new journalistic project, LGBTQ Community News New York City. It's been launched by Scott Stifler, a great group of writers and photographers.
Including
Donna,
you.
Donna, well, I've written for them. I'm not on the masthead. Donna Aceto, Jackie Beat, Jim Caruso, Winnie McCrory, Frank Pizzoli, others. And Eric Marcus is going to make contributions as well. So it goes on and on and on. We're going to link to it in our email so that you can. It's going to have a print edition, but it's mostly online. LGBT,
both, yes.
LGBTQ Community News .nyc.
Yep.
All right. More Cuomo desperation.
Okay.
In the closing weeks before an early voting gets underway, I guess this weekend.
Saturday.
Yeah. And I've already voted by, you know, absentee because I'm an old person. So his latest desperate attempt is to attack Mom Donnie for meeting with a well-known imam in Brooklyn who is against gays. Now, I would assume most imams are against gays. All the Catholic bishops are against gays. Most of the Protestant fundamentalists are against gays. Most of the Orthodox Jews are against gays.
No one is questioning Mamdani's devotion to freedom and success for everybody. And I would expect the mayor of New York to meet with everybody.
And they do. I mean, what are you going to say? I don't want anybody's vote who believes that homosexuality is wrong. I mean, you know, you're not going to be
left. I think it will be an ongoing relationship.
But Mamdani, and we didn't get a chance to show you this last week, he did a whole session down at the piers where the transgender people used to hang out, and we're going to show that to you now.
Everyone calls me Sylvia. I've had this name for 9 years. This is respect.
I'm on the Christopher Street Pier, or as it was called in Sylvia Rivera's day, the Christopher Street Docks. In the 1970s, homeless queer New Yorkers had been pushed to the margins of a hostile society. But it was here, on the physical margins of our city, that they found a home. Sylvia was one of those New Yorkers. She arrived here at the age of 11, where she immediately landed in the center of the gay rights movement. She befriended the legendary Marsha P. Johnson, protested at Stonewall, and led marches for equality. But even among the queer community, trans New Yorkers were excluded. Rivera and others were discouraged from walking in pride, their participation erased from Stonewall history.
I believe in us getting our rights, or else I would not be out there fighting for our rights.
This cruelty took a toll. Rivera developed a substance abuse problem and was often homeless. When she had nowhere left to turn, she would sleep here, waves lapping nearby. Yet no matter what hardships she faced, Sylvia Rivera advocated for others. She and Johnson founded STAR, to house and feed trans kids. The Christopher Street Pier is like our city, a place of immense contradictions. It's where outsiders found belonging, and it's also where Marsha P. Johnson's body was found, the victim of a suspected murder no one was ever prosecuted for. But even amidst this, we can chart a clear path forward that makes our city inclusive. Since taking office, Donald Trump has waged a scorched earth campaign against trans people. The man with the most power has expended enormous energy targeting those with the least. New York will not sit idly by while trans people are attacked. We'll deploy hundreds of lawyers to combat Trump's hate, make New York City an LGBTQIA+ sanctuary city, and create the Office of LGBTQIA+ Affairs to allocate millions for youth and adult housing programs, as well as gender-affirming care. We can't bring Sylvia back, but we can honor her memory by building a city where trans New Yorkers are cherished. In a time of darkness, New York must be the light.
Can you imagine Andrew Cuomo saying that? He really is the most conversant, comfortable with LGBTQ issues of any mayoral candidate I can remember.
Yes, but I wish he knew it was always the piers, not the docks.
I know.
And why is he sitting at that desk in the middle of...
I don't know. Why don't you ask him?
He needs... he's doing great, but he needs a little more sophisticated LGBTQ
you think?
Staff, I do.
Well, I mean, I think that's the, that.
I think it's great.
I heard him speak at a gay rally. I thought he was terrific.
Me too. I was there, too.
You were there, right? Well, it was in the rain.
Yeah.
We were under a tree.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about some. Are you ready to move on to
yes.
Daryl Montgomery?
Oh, Well, this is Brooklyn, New York. News comes out that a guy is has been found dead in a
This is the guy found dead, Daryl Montgomery.
Foul play is not suspected.
Foul smell was foul because he was dead for a while.
His partner, it turns out,
Christopher Moss,
with whom he was living, came home one day and found him dead. Turns out they're both meth users.
And panicked, didn't know what to do.
Is the craziest thing. He didn't know what to do. He finds a dead body in his partner in the apartment, and he doesn't know what to
Maybe when you're a meth addict, you're a little reluctant to call the police.
Yes, I think that's the answer. So he kept him there for a while, and then when the smell got too bad, he pulled them out and put them in the trash.
It's a very, very sad story.
And then the cops came, and he fought the cops. Again, meth, I think, is the answer. And he was arrested. And it's a sad and strange story.
Okay. In Ohio, a pastor who said LGBTQ plus is a health risk, and that he became sick from reading gay romance that had been heart stoppers.
Put the book down.
Silas Shelton has been charged with child rape. He's a 48-year-old pastor of the Blanchester Community Church, arrested on all kinds of charges, very anti-gay. I don't think kids should ever question their sexuality. I don't think kids should ever explore their sexuality. I guess, except with you.
Yeah. In San Leandro, California, an arsonist burned pride flag hanging on the garage of a gay couple at 6:30 a.m. They have him on video. He just walked away. In Utah, the new head of the Mormon Church believes that same-sex marriage is a devilish perversion.
How is that news?
Well, how does he know?
He's quite experienced. He's in his 90s already. All right. In Arlington, Texas, police have arrested a suspect in the 2021 murder of a local black transgender woman, Keir Solomon. Arthur Morris has been charged with aggravated robbery and et cetera. So they're finally making some progress in that case.
And Governor Abbott, however, is much quicker to arrest protesters who are trying to preserve rainbow crosswalks, which he's getting rid of.
God, that's so evil. All right. Yeah. International news?
Sure.
The presiding bishop of the Church of Norway, we have a picture of him, Olav Tveit. Of the church apologized to gay people for the historic oppression of gay people. We've caused you great shame, great harm, and great pain. This should never have happened, and that's why I'm apologizing today. And he did it outside the bar where there was an anti-gay shooting. It's called the London Pub there in Oslo. We told you about that in 2022.
Thank you. We appreciate apologies.
Yes. Better late than never.
Yes, but waiting for the apology from the King's Army right-wing group in the U.K. 100 of them marched through the Soho district in London protesting what they said is a gay sex district.
This is so fascist looking.
Yes.
They were shouting, Jesus saves, and they lined up like brown shirts.
They are promoted by Turning Point UK, the UK version of the.
I mean, this is the biggest social district. It's a gay street too there in London, and they show up, stand in the middle of the street, take it over, and shout Jesus saves. It's not going to work with the people on that street.
No. And thank you to the enough of that.
Yeah. Okay. Stop it.
Please.
Stop it.
Also in the UK, the British Library has reissued Oscar Wilde's library card. It's a little late.
And he's dead.
It was revoked in 1895 because of his gross indecency conviction.
But, you know, the Church of England, they may have a new Archbishop of Canterbury who's a woman, but they've stopped plans to separate blessing service to do separate blessing services for same-sex couples. In other words, they think that's too much like marriage. You can have a blessing at Mass or at the church service,
yes,
but not if it's separate, because then people will think it's a marriage, and then, you know, we'll be defying God's law.
So if you want to have a sneaky blessing in the UK at the Church of England, just go to a regular Mass and... You know,
actually,
stand up.
I think things like that should be done in the context of a regular Mass and with the congregation.
Away from all of
because
it.
Because you want the community to support your relationship.
And yet another Eastern European country is headed down the wrong path. Bulgaria is considering adopting the Russian-style rules of no talking about gender, criminalizing gender care.
Well, they don't want to be bombed by Russia.
They want to adopt Trump's male-female-only.
It's not a joke. I mean, Ukraine was moving in a better direction.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. AIDS news. So we have this new strain. It's not a new strain of Mpox. It's new here, or it's newly identified here, Clade 1. First time in the United States. It's already sickened 30,000 people, you know, abroad, of
course.
Three
cases in California is
right,
what they've found.
But this is, and of course, the hollowed out CDC would not comment on the new outbreak.
There's no one home at the CDC.
But they do refer you to their recommendation that you take the two-dose vaccine. You do it
yes,
a month apart.
My new doctors are making me catch up on vaccines. So now
I'm... Mpox?
No.
Well, Mpox, you can get Mpox from blankets and intimate, not just sex contact, but intimate contact or you know,
stay
sharing
away from
blanket.
People. Yeah. I've had the pneumonia vaccine now, which I only need once
good,
in my life.
Good,
I've
good.
Had a flu shot,
good.
Never had one before. That's not what gave me breast cancer. I have to have a tetanus shot and an RSV shot
and
the shingles shots.
Yes, you do.
So I went to CVS. They said, we usually give two shots at a time. Would you like three? And I said, I would like one.
Oh, I get them all when I can. The CDC has reported more than 1,500 cases of measles as of October 14th, the highest number of annual cases since measles was declared eliminated in 2000. And so this just continues to rise. The greatest outbreak is in Texas, highest number of cases. It's out of control, and they are not on top of it because RFK,
they're not trying.
RFK Jr., you know, there was an autism group in the disability parade, and I held up, I did not show you this, I said, what do we think of RFK? Boo! Boo! We hate him! You do hate him. We hate him, too.
Yeah. And all so right. does his family.
Oh, yes.
Although his wife, Cheryl Hines, was on The View last week defending him.
And didn't have an easy time of it.
No, she didn't. But her new book is not about that. All right.
Entertainment news?
Yes.
So the indie rock musician Lucy Dacus, is that
Dacus,
her name?
Dacus
of Boy Genius. She sang her single, Best Guess, on the Jimmy Kimmel Show on October 13th. And she legally married four couples on TV, including two same-sex couples. She does this a lot whenever she sings the song or whatever song she's singing. And she, you know, she's really pro-gay all the
Isn't
way.
Isn't she out?
Oh, yes. No, I'm just saying that she's working for the movement.
Okay, good. And Sabrina Carpenter, who hosted Saturday Night Live this last week, a show I now watch only on Fast Forward, is donating profits, some of the profits from her new tour, to the Transgender Law Center.
Yes,
which is an excellent organization.
She also said, you know, I wasn't around when this show started 50 years ago, and neither were my parents.
Sad. We were.
I was there, and I'm going to talk about that. Well, I'll talk about it now as long as we're doing it.
Yeah.
Jumping in a little bit. I saw a new play about the first years of the Saturday Night Show, and it was called Not Ready for Primetime at the MCC Theater. And, you know, as I said, I was there as a page for the first season. And The play tries to do a lot, I think too much, convey the humor and the behind-the-scenes dramas and the drugs and all that kind of stuff. And I just think it tried to take it, showed all the characters and Lorne Michaels and Dick Ebersol. They sure didn't skimp on the set. You're like right there in Studio 8H, but it didn't hold together. And the theater is not providing listening devices for the hearing impaired, so I had trouble hearing what you were saying.
All right. Britney Spears is in the middle of more controversy because her ex-husband, Kevin Federline, and father of their two kids, I think it's two kids, yes, he has a book coming out, a memoir, and he sort of he's condemnatory of her. And one of the things he talks about is having seen her making out with one of her female dancers, and that she's really very openly and casually bisexual, but doesn't talk about it publicly, and is not well. She denies all this, doesn't deny the kissing, but denies that she's not well, and it's just a kind of sad, ugly situation.
Sure. All right, the second part of the Wicked movie is coming out, Wicked for Good, and it's coming to theaters November 21st without LGBTQ stars. Cynthia Erivo is back as Elphaba? And
Elphaba.
And Jonathan Bailey as, I want to say his name, Fiero. New is
probably Fiero, but I don't
Fiero.
Know that.
New
I'm guessing.
All right, new is Coleman Domingo as the voice of the Cowardly Lion, who seems to be some kind of an AI creation. And Marissa Bode, B-O-D-E, or maybe
Bode,
will be Nessa Rose, the first wheelchair-using actor in the musical's history to take on the role. These are part of our community.
Yes.
Robin Roberts opened up a new broadcast media center at her alma mater, Southeastern Louisiana University.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Robin Roberts Broadcast Media Center. It's the largest student building on the campus.
Really?
Yep.
Just as the White House ballroom is larger than the whole White House.
Than the White House. Why don't we just where's the Trump Tower going to go on the premises?
There is going to be a new Trump arch
massive.
Yes, bigger than the Lincoln Memorial right across the river from it.
It looks like it's more than twice as big as the Lincoln Memorial.
Well, he had different sizes available and said, "Which of these should we choose? I kind of like the big one."
And it just looks like, you know, triumphal arch, like the
it is.
Chans, like the the triumph.
Yeah, but a Trump Tower on the White House ground, sure, why not?
At this point,
he's still talking about a Trump resort in Gaza.
You know, not since the
beachfront.
Not since the British burned the place down in 1812 has there been more desecration on that site.
Well, that's a big statement, but...
there were alterations to the White House over the years, not changing. But he promised when he proposed this ballroom, I'm not going to touch the main building.
Promised the Bonwit Teller friezes were going to the Metropolitan Museum. He lies about everything. And then I want someone to, I mean, it's not exactly subtle, but this business of the social media AI image of him flying a jet plane and dropping defecatory material out of it onto the marchers. I mean, could anything be sicker than that?
No. He is a sick F.
Well, that is a very sick thing to do.
Good Christian Mike Johnson.
Oh, he's a genius. Genius on social media. There are a couple of other things we skipped over thinking we might be a little short on time, so I'm going to go to those.
Yes.
The governor's race is coming up in New Jersey. They're going to vote on that shortly. And it turns out the Republican governor candidate, Jack Cittarelli, proudly opposes same-sex marriage and LGBTQ material in school curricula. and trans people changing their gender markers. He is very out front of it.
He's very butch.
And he is, and that's what worries me, because I think that's an appealing image to a lot of the voters.
She's military, though.
She is, but she's a girl. I'm just telling you what I think the public
Margaret Thatcher was a girl, too.
Maybe if she, yes.
A woman.
Yeah, but not as nice as
Mikey Sherrill.
Yes, thank you. And Citarelli is also vehemently opposed to any trans or LGBTQ kid being able to have a private knowledge of their identity.
We are the subjects of a lot of the only races. There's also the Virginia race, and we've told you about it. But in the final days, the ads that they're running against each other, the Republican Winsome Earl Sears is running anti-trans ads against
nonstop Abigail Spanberger.
Abigail Spanberger, and she is running ads saying, "My opponent does not think that discrimination against gays is discrimination.
It's not discrimination." And then, "I never said that." All right, a couple of
things. How am I supposed to remember what I said?
All right, good story, bad story. In the Virgin Islands, the Virgin Islands has announced that trans and intersex people can change their gender markers, being done by an executive order from Governor Albert Bryan Jr. It's the only U.S. territory with a non-discrimination law for sexual orientation and gender identity, and they have no anti-trans laws. This is the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Now, we had all this terrible stuff to talk about. Why did you save that for the end?
Because we thought we were running out of time. In New York City, remember the case of the couple? I guess they were a couple, yes. Models, Jacob Zeeben.
Oh, yes.
His death has now been ruled a homicide. His estranged husband, Donald Zeeben Hood, who had denied anything.
They took each other's names, but they had a long history of this guy terrorizing
and
him.
And Donald, yes, was terrorizing Jacob and going after him with a knife and doing horrible things to him.
So and that, I believe had a restraining order.
Yes, but the medical examiner has now, they arrested Donald and charged him with assault and stuff like that. But now the medical examiner has made it officially a homicide. So I think Donald will have murder charges soon. And, and people are afraid that the new Ohio state budget, by adopting Trump's male-female-only definition of people, is going to provoke more forced intersex surgeries.
What is this, Iran?
No, exactly. Well, Iran at least acknowledges trans people and has trans...
And decapitates gay people.
Yeah, throws
Not
them off
decapitate.
Buildings.
They just hang them, and it's awful.
Yeah. All right, so that's the news plus a few odds and
What's
ends.
Coming up this week? What are we going to do this week?
Well, I'm going to have my heart examined and then go play golf. We'll see what
Great.
That produces.
I'm in physical therapy for my rotator cuff. We're going to see our friends Ann Charles and Linda there from Vermont next
yes.
week. They do a show like this in Vermont.
Well, because they learn from us.
Well, and they're good at it.
Yes. Oh, and Monday night at the Stonewall Inn, I will be one of the judges of the baking contest for Making Gay History. Come on down.
What
Stonewall
time?
Inn, I think 6:30.
Okay.
Should be delicious.
Bye.
Bye.